Hey, good afternoon, fellow Pennsylvanians.
The shaky live video went up on Scott Wagner's campaign Facebook page late on a recent Friday morning. He was standing on a roadside under a billboard. On it, a picture of Wagner's face and a caption saying his trash hauling company has sued 6,979 Pennsylvanians, something Wagner doesn't deny.
Well, hey, Governor, I don't know whether you know this or not, but if you have a company and you render a service, you want to get paid for. You want to get paid for that service.
He speaks for about 2.5 minutes, and then...
Well, Governor Wolf, let me tell you, between now and November 6th, you better put a catcher's mask on your face, because I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes, because I'm going to win this for the state.
Democrats quickly denounced the golf spikes line as a threat. Wagner's campaign says it was a metaphor. Whatever it was, it made national news. Governor Tom Wolf's campaign capitalized, putting out a supercut of incredulous anchors and late-night comedians.
I almost hesitated to play that.
Jesus Christ! How can you be anti-negative ads when your entire ad feels like a man getting into a fight in a garage?
There's something about a guy saying, I'm coming at you in my golf clothes, look out.
The episode epitomizes a race that's been marked by profoundly different strategies. Wagner, as Muhlenberg College pollster Chris Borick notes, is trying to find some traction with voters.
He's a little bit desperate right now. He's way down in the polls. He's having trouble raising funds. He's called out donors in this cycle, and he's looking for something to kickstart his campaign.
And Wolf, he's keeping about as low a profile as is possible when you're running for re-election, while using his cash advantage to paint Wagner as an erratic, irresponsible option.
Scott Wagner's definitely got a big personality, but I'm just not sure without the advertising enough people have seen it. They've heard one side of the story, which is basically Tom Wolf.
That's Mike Barley. He's a GOP strategist who's managing a number of congressional campaigns, but he's extra familiar with the current governor. He managed former Governor Tom Corbett's re-election campaign, which ended with Wolf's victory. In that race, Wolf had to show Pennsylvania who he was and why he was different from the increasingly unpopular Corbett. But now, with a stronger national economy and more cash in state coffers, Barley says the smartest thing Wolf can do is lean on his inoffensive record.
He's run a smart campaign by the fact that they haven't put themselves in any positions really to make any unforced errors. They've done what they needed to do in a climate that's favorable to position him for Election Day.
Wolf touts his expansion of Medicaid, which technically started under the Republican Corbett. He notes he's resisted efforts to defund Planned Parenthood and has pushed lawmakers to put more money into education. He also signed the bill legalizing medical marijuana. His campaign hits on Wagner are targeted. He stresses his fellow York Countyans' refusal to share his tax returns and has publicized a video of Wagner from an Erie town hall explaining why.
If I make money or don't make money, that's my business. And you know what? If I disclose those tax returns, union representatives get a hold of my tax returns, go around to my employees' homes at night and look and say, hey, Mrs. Jones, how much does your husband make? She goes, well, he makes this. Well, this guy makes a lot more.
Of course, the governor hasn't been able to fly under the radar completely. For instance, a decision from his administration's Department of Corrections to hike prison security has caused some campaign headaches. A recent fundraiser at a Philadelphia brewery ended up featuring dozens of protesters who said the heightened security is cruel. A few were forcibly removed from the building. Wolf didn't involve himself with the rally. He entered and left from a back door. One of Wagner's recurring talking points is Wolf's reluctance to engage. In the pair's only debate, the former GOP state senator repeatedly accused his opponent of failing to make himself accessible to voters. Wagner is pushed to hold a debate in every county.
I've been to all 67 counties. I was in a county the other evening. I was told that I've been there 7 times. The people of Pennsylvania want to hear from the governor. They want to talk about issues. And there are a lot of issues.
Wolf dismisses that idea as a stunt.
I have been also in every county in Pennsylvania, many of them many, many times. The issue I think that Scott has is not that people aren't listening. I think this 5.5 months, people are listening to both sides. They're drawing their conclusions. They're understanding the contrast. I think people are listening. They don't like what they're hearing from you, but they are listening.
When it comes to policy, Wagner has presented himself as a Republican in the mold of President Donald Trump. He supports stripping the state budget down to essentials and wants to study school funding to avoid waste. He's pitching promises to get rid of school property taxes and pay off Pennsylvania's massive pension debt, both huge goals that recent governors, from both parties, have deemed unfeasible.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
About 6 hours after Wagner's golf spike stomping video went up, he took it down and released a sort of apology.
I may have chosen a poor metaphor. I may have had a poor choice of words. I shouldn't have said what I said.
Which he quickly refocused on his campaign pitch.
But you know, the bottom line is we have a governor who refuses to have town hall meetings.
Wolf's staff, meanwhile, were busy sending out statements calling Wagner unhinged and unfit to be governor. The governor himself was characteristically quiet. In a meeting with the Philadelphia Inquirer editorial board, he gave his only in-person answer to the golf spikes comment. I think that would hurt, he said. I'm not sure I'd like that. Katie Meyer, in Harrisburg. Katie Meyer, WITF News at the state capitol.